After my sister and I cleaned Sarah's pussy clean of Daddy's cum, Daddy said, "You can see the fucking better this way, and Cindy can control all the movements of his cock inside of her pussy." As he said that, I noticed that Chad had laid down, and Cindy sat down right on his hard cock, facing away from his face. I was amazed by what I was seeing. My face felt flush, and I was having that tingling feeling in my pussy again. Daddy leaned over and began to lick both of their crotches as they fucked. He would pull Chad's cock out and suck it from time to time. Chad groaned, and his cum appeared on Cindy's pussy. Then Daddy asked us to lick it up again, as soon as Cindy had gotten off of Chad's cock. So, we sucked her pussy clean of all the cum. Daddy pointed to me and said, "Show Chad how good you can suck cock." I moved over to him and took his cock in my mouth. It had a different taste. Daddy said, "What you're tasting is Cindy's juice from deep inside her pussy mixed with Chad's cum." I put his cock down my throat and proceeded to suck him. Bang. He shot his cum in my mouth after only a few sucks. In the meantime, Daddy had my sister show Cindy her pussy-licking skills again. She was rewarded with several orgasms. Daddy said, "That's good enough for today," and we all retired to our beds. During the night, at some point, Aunt Sarah came back to our room. She said, "I just wanted to taste your pussies." She had me lay on top of my sister where our pussies were both exposed to her, and she began to lick first one and then the other with long sweeps of her tongue. She would pause and stick her tongue in our holes. I couldn't believe how long her tongue was. I began to have orgasms, one after the other. She was relentless with her mouth and tongue, and soon, though I had to stop her, my pussy had gotten too sensitive to touch, and Sis soon followed. Aunt Sarah said, "You girls have the best tasting pussies I have ever had, and I am so wet. Switch around to where the top of your heads are touching." When we got in position, she straddled our heads and began to drag her pussy across our mouths. She told us to stick our tongues out and make them stiff. Her pussy had a loud smell, though not unpleasant. As her juice ran into my mouth, I had a small orgasm. She would stop over our face and grind her pussy. She was over mine when suddenly she shrieked and said, "Close your eyes, I'm going to squirt." Her pussy erupted with a heavy stream of liquid. My mouth was immediately filled. I moved my head away, then I saw what had happened. Her pussy was still pouring liquid. I first thought maybe she was peeing, but the juice in my mouth didn't smell like pee or taste that way either. When she finally stopped, she just collapsed. "That was the most I've ever squirted," she said, and after a few minutes, she got up. "Good night, girls. Tomorrow is your big day." We wondered what they had in store for us. The next morning, Daddy came in with the whole family. "Girls," he said, "this is a day you'll remember for the rest of your life. You're going to lose your virginity. Chad is going to break your hymen, and I already told you what that is. So, the good thing is, Chad hasn't started to produce cum yet, so he can't get you pregnant. That way, it's very safe for him to fuck you girls. I could break your hymen with my finger or a tool, but that wouldn't be the way I'd like for you to remember how you lost it. I'd like for it to be a sex act. After we leave, Chad, there will never be anything put up your pussy except fingers and tongues until we can get you on birth control. After all, we don't want to make any babies. June, you're the oldest, so you're first. He will get your pussy ready for his cock." With that, my sister came over and started to rub my pussy. She licked her fingers and smiled at me, and then she bent over and began to lick it. Daddy began putting his finger inside my pussy and moving it around. By now, it was drooling. Daddy said, "I think she is ready." Chad came into the room. He was naked and looked really different than Daddy. He looked like us girls, except he had a cock instead of a slit. He didn't have any hair on his body, including his balls. Chad got between my legs without saying anything to me. I could see his cock was hard and looked slick. He put the tip of his cock just inside my pussy hole and pushed. I flinched a little and tried to get away. Daddy said, "Little girl, the hurt will only hurt for a little while, and then it will feel good, I promise. Just relax and let Chad inside of you." I laid under Chad with my legs open, submitting, just like Daddy wanted. Daddy got behind him and shoved his ass forward as hard as he could. I felt this horrible pain and screamed wildly. Chad stopped moving. As I laid there, my pussy felt full. I could feel the head of Chad's cock deep in my pussy. Then he began to move slowly with short strokes. It got wetter than it ever had been. Then the orgasm started coming in rapid succession. My pussy clenched his cock like it did not want it to leave. Chad gave a shudder and stopped moving. He lay still for a minute and then rolled off me. Aunt Sarah, Cindy, and my daddy all kissed Chad. I said to myself, once the pain left, I really did like the fucking. Aunt Sarah leaned down and licked my pussy clean of the juice on the outside, and I had another orgasm. They started to get my sister's pussy ready next. I went to her and said it was not bad after he got inside. It felt good, and I had a bunch of orgasms. Chad climbed onto May, and she got the same treatment as I had. When Chad finished, I drove into her crotch before Aunt Sarah and kissed her pussy over and over again. Daddy said, "That's all for today, and good night, my darling daughters." Bright and early the next morning, Chad showed up in our bedroom with his hard cock in his hand and asked who wanted to be first. May said, "I get to go first today since you were first yesterday, June." Chad said, "I want to lick her pussy. You play with her nipples." Soon, May was squirming all over the place as she was having an orgasm from our play. I told Chad I wanted him to fuck May from behind so I could get under them and get a good view of them fucking. I slid under them and watched his cock go in and out of May's pussy. Her juices were leaking out of her pussy, and I began licking them up. Soon, May was having multiple orgasms as Chad thrust his cock deeper and deeper into May's pussy. Then suddenly, he froze in place and made little grunting sounds. He pulled his cock out, and it was very wet. He pushed it down towards my face. I put it in my mouth and proceeded to lick it clean. His cock never got soft. He put me on my knees and rimmed his cock up my pussy. May got under us and enjoyed herself. Chad seemed to never tire, and his cock would rebound after every fuck in a short time. He fucked us each 3 times, and finally we had to stop him as our pussies had become very, very sore. Daddy popped in and said, "I hope you girls enjoyed today's fucking. So rest today and give your pussies a chance to recover. I can hardly wait to take my turn, and it will be very, very soon." We took Daddy's advice and just laid naked around the pool all day.